Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of social confidence. Ever walked into a room and felt that familiar prickle of, what do I say? Where do I stand? Do I look like an idiot? Yeah, we've all been there. Awkward situations are the ultimate social kryptonite, but guess what? You don't have to be frozen in fear every time things get a little uncomfortable. Today, we're tackling awkwardness head on. We're talking about how to navigate those cringe-worthy moments with grace, humor, and even a little bit of confidence. Because let's face it, life is full of unexpected turns, and sometimes those turns lead straight into the middle of an awkward dance you never signed up for. But that's okay. We can learn to roll with it, make light of the situation, and maybe even come out the other side feeling pretty good about ourselves. Here are a few things I've learned over the years about dealing with awkward situations. First off, remember that everyone experiences awkwardness. Seriously, even the most charismatic people you admire have been there. It's part of the human experience. So don't beat yourself up if you stumble over your words or accidentally say something embarrassing. We all did. The key is to acknowledge it, maybe even laugh it off. Self-deprecating humor can be a lifesaver. And move on. Second, try not to overthink things. You know that feeling when your mind starts racing with worst-case scenarios? It's like an internal drama playing out in slow motion. Trust me, it doesn't help. Instead of getting caught up in the what-ifs, focus on being present in the moment. Breathe deeply, pay attention to what's happening around you, and try to engage genuinely with the people you're interacting with. Third, remember that a little bit of humor can go a long way. When things get awkward, don't be afraid to use humor to break the tension. A well-timed joke or even a self-deprecating comment can lighten the mood and make everyone feel more comfortable. Just keep it lighthearted and avoid anything that could be offensive. Fourth, practice active listening. When someone is talking, really listen to what they're saying. Make eye contact, nod your head, and ask questions to show that you're engaged. This will not only help you understand the other person better but also make them feel heard and valued. And trust me, feeling heard can do wonders for diffusing awkwardness. Finally, remember that it's okay to step back if things get too uncomfortable. If you're feeling overwhelmed or like you need a break, excuse yourself politely. It's perfectly fine to take a few moments to collect yourself and regroup. Picture this, you're at a networking event, and you strike up a conversation with someone who seems interesting. You chat for a bit about your work, hobbies, maybe even the weather, all good stuff. Then, out of nowhere, they launch into a passionate diatribe about their conspiracy theory involving aliens and government cover-ups. You're caught off guard, unsure how to respond without sounding rude or dismissive. Awkward, here's where our tips come in handy. First, try not to panic. Take a deep breath and remember that everyone has their own quirks. Just because someone believes something unusual doesn't mean they're automatically a crazy person. You can politely acknowledge their perspective with a simple, "That's an interesting theory," or "I see your point." Then, gently steer the conversation in a different direction by saying something like, "Speaking of fascinating things, have you seen that new documentary about?" See? A little bit of humor and tact can go a long way. Listen, we've all been there. Those moments when your brain short circuits, leaving you stranded in a sea of awkwardness. But remember, it's not the end of the world. The key is to embrace the moment, laugh it off if you can, and keep moving forward. Don't let awkward situations define you. Use them as opportunities to learn, grow, and become more comfortable in your own skin. And that's what I want for all of you, a life filled with genuine connections, authentic conversations, and the confidence to rock any situation, even the awkward ones. Remember to share this episode with your friends who could use a little social confidence boost. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join me again tomorrow for another dose of awesomeness. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.